Thursday night, or Chof Dalet Elul, September 14th. Okay, Rosh Hashanah night, Leil Rosh Hashanah. Most people, I think, many people, most people have the minhag to dip the hamotzi in honey, and most people, the minhag is not to dip it in salt also, but just to dip it in honey. But there should be salt on the table, because that's a separate inyan, to have salt on the table, being like a mizbeach. So you have salt on the table, even though you're not dipping in it. With the simonim of Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot to talk about, really, in terms of Hilchos Brachos, whether it's considered, when you eat something for a siman toiv, so it's not so clear if it everything you're eating has a din of, like it's not really bola hasbia, you're eating it for siman toiv. On the other hand, there might be something that normally would be eaten lahasbia, so it's not so clear. We end up, I believe, we end up making a bracha on the apple, because on a fruit, you certainly on peiros you make a bracha on the meal, and the best way to do it is to eat, is to make a bracha and eat a piece, and then dip in, and then make the yiratzon. The Mishmura says you can say the Shem Hashem when you make the Yiratzon. There is a question, and really the minhag is brought down in the Torah, I believe, not even to eat, but to look at the simonim and just have them on the table. So if certain simonim is very hard to eat, or for some people, not very appetizing. So then you could do what really might be the main minhag, which is just to have it on the table and look at it and say the Yiratzon. I believe, even though it's hard to say because not so common, but I believe that then the Shem Hashem is not said if you're just looking at it. So, okay. There's nothing wrong with saying the Shem Hashem anyway when you're saying a Yiratzon. I mean, if you have Kavona and you don't just, it doesn't spill out of your mouth, but you're saying a Yiratzon anyway, so there wouldn't be anything wrong with adding Shem Hashem to the Yiratzon. It's not like a bracha levatola. Other rabbi, you're saying the Shem Hashem. That's who you're davening to. But we're careful, and we try to minimize the times that we say the Shem Hashem. Okay, but the mice we say Shem Hashem. Most people, I believe, Mishnah Berurah says to say it when you eat the simonim. Okay, we're starting a new shiur in Chavis Halavos. We finished the first four Sha'arim, Baruch Hashem. And we just finished Sha'arim Bitachon. We're starting now Sha'ar Hamishi, which is called Sha'ar Yichud HaMaisa, singularity of purpose when you do things. With the purpose being to do the Ratzon Hashem, of course. So you say, okay, what else is there to say? Why are there so many prokim in such a big Sha'ar? So the answer is, Bitachon also is pretty big. And there also you could say one sentence, I Bitachon Hashem. What more is there to say? So we'll see as we learn it. Bavir ofani chiyuv, the obligation, hayos kol ma'asenu miyuchadim lishmo lizor min achonef, not to do things to flatter other people, not to flatter other people, certainly if they're doing something wrong, thereby implying that what they're doing is okay, and not to do things for ulterior motives, which he's going to say in the Shire, most people are guilty at some point of doing their actions based on what other people will think of them, based on what other people expect of them, v'chul. Omar HaMachaber, that's the Chavis HaLovis, v'nei shekodam ma'amareinu b'bitochon alo Elohim Yisbarach, we just finished talking about bitochon, v'inu lismochlo, so he explains in each Shire why it follows the one before. Here he says, Ra'inu lismochlo bir ofani chiyuv, the types and the ways of the obligation, hayos kol ma'aseh avodam yuchodam lelokim levado. Why? Bavur, mashiyesh bedover zeh mizakus hamatzponim, ubor halavavos min ha'irbuv hamafsid osam. Very interesting point he makes. He says, if you develop bitochon, you have a lot of clarity. You have a lot of clarity about Hashem. You have a lot of clarity about your relationship with Hashem, what Hashem is doing in your life. And you just develop this clarity. He calls it Zakus HaMitzponim, the purifying of your innermost thoughts. Ubor HaLavavos. Bor here is in the Lashon also of cleansing. Min HaIrbuv, from the confusion people have generally. HaMafsid Osam, either by not thinking about it or by thinking about it, they are confused. And not to get involved in types of flattery that lead you to chanifa, which is okaying and going along with, and maybe even enabling, but doesn't have to be enabling. It means being okay with things that are going on that's wrong. Ulisratzos bachalokos labruim, and to talk to people in a way that smooth talker, smooth actor, and so it follows bitachon, because you can use the purity, the clarity you've achieved by bitachon to work on this midah as well. That's what he seems to be saying. K'mashomer Elihu and Iyov al no'esa p'nei ish, don't let me favor a person. It means where it's inappropriate, where it's wrong. Vel odom lo achanek, he lo yodati achanek. Which will be the sixth prokim of the Shara. And then he goes on to give a short title for each parak in the Shara. Okay, we'll stop here.